specialty, introducing Mr. Dan W. Quinn, records made for the Columbia Phonograph Company of New York and London. Well, here I am to meet my old friend Martin Riley. He promised to be here at 7 o'clock. Here it is 6:30, and he's not here yet. Well, while I'm here, I'll just sing you the verse of a song. Get a go there, Professor. At the early age of 6:15, says I to myself, says I, to rise in the world without carrying brick, you must aim exceeding high. But now that I'm a gypsy king, I've the same opinion, yet still get the best of everything. Is the best that you can get. For there's nothing that comes too rich for King Gilhori, Gilhori. I never get fresh or make myself unruly, unruly. I'll play your cards all day and night. I love a race above a fight. Oh, I'm all right. You're truly Gilhori. All right, he's a pretty smart sort of a duke, you know. Last night he came up to me and says he, say, Gilhori, can you tell me whether the Boers in South Africa are hard drinkers or no? Well, says I don't know, but I hear they like their lager. Oh, yes, says he, they're very fond of their Stein. Me or my, but he's a cute boy. Well, says he, you're so very smart. Now tell me what language the Boers speak. He got a, says I, that's a hard one. I don't know, but not a great while ago, they were butchering the Queen's English. Say, Professor, play me a few bars of Pretty Peggy. To me, darling, I will always look through and look on her with a smile of love. Like a sunbeam, she's beautiful and bright, with eyes like the little stars above. She's the fairest in all creation, Pretty Peggy. Charming creature, Pretty Peggy. Darling loved one, ah, she's like a little bird in the spring. Thank you.